Okay, so let's pick up with the Mishnah and Daf Nun Amud Beis. The Mishnah says, "Hakover bar b'rishus harabim." If a person digs a pit in a public area, "V'nafal asacho shor achamar," and an axe or a donkey fell into this pit, "Chayv." So the person who dug the pit is going to be liable. "Echad hakover bar shiach u'ma'ara charitzin u'ni'itzin." Whether it was a pit that he dug, or whether he digs a shiach or a ma'ara or charitzin or ni'itzin, Rashi explains these are different kinds of pits. A bar is a round pit, a shiach is a rectangular pit, a ma'ara we translate loosely as a cave, it's maybe a cave or a vault or of some sort, it's more a cubical shape, it has a ceiling obviously, it's a cave. Charitzin is similar to the shape of a cave or a vault, but it doesn't have a ceiling, and ni'itzin is a hole in the ground where it is narrow towards the bottom and wide towards the top, which means that it's shaped maybe like a funnel or shaped, I'm talking about the shape of the pit, shaped like a funnel, shaped like a wedge of some sort. So the Mishnah says that whether it was a bar, a shiach, ma'ar, charitzin, ni'itzin that you dug, and then the animal falls in, you're going to be liable. Now, imkin lama nemar bar. So then, if that's the case, that we don't really distinguish between bar, shiach, ma'ar, etc., so then why does the Torah specifically spell out a bar when it discusses the nezikin, for this kind of nezikin? Remember the pasuk in Shmos Chaval Fama Gimel, that's where it discussed bar, it says, v'chi yiftach ish bar, o ki yichr ish bar. So why does the Torah highlight bar? So it says the Mishnah, ma bar sheish bo kedei lahamis asar tfachim, just as a pit is something that when it has 10 tfachim, that's the amount that it would take in order to kill. So af kol sheish bo kedei lahamis asar tfachim. So to any hole that would have a depth of 10 tfachim, that would be the amount that it would take to be a fatal kind of hole. Okay, now, hayub chusin me'asar tfachim, v'nafal l'socha shor al-chamar ha-meis. Now, if there were fewer than 10 tfachim that comprised the depth of the pit, the bar, the sheikh ma'ar, etc., and an axe or a donkey falls in and dies, then pater. So then you'd be exempt. Vim huzak bo. Now, if the animals got damaged by this, chayv, then you'd be liable. Okay, so what do we say in this Mishnah? What we said is, first of all, that when you dig a pit and somebody's animal falls in, not clear what happened, but if somebody's animal falls in, maybe gets killed or damaged, you'd be liable. Now, the Mishnah goes on and says that it doesn't make a difference what kind of hole in the ground we're talking about, a bar, a shiach, ma'ara. The reason that the Torah specifically specifies bar is to tell you that it has to be 10 tfachim deep in order for there to be a problem. So then that leads to the question of, well, wait a second, what about if there are fewer than 10 tfachim? Let's say it's not 10 tfachim deep. It's fewer than 10 tfachim deep, and then the animal falls in and dies, you'd be pater. Now, if it got damaged by that pit, then you'd be chayv. So if there are fewer than 10 tefachim and it falls in, you'd be pater. But if it falls in and gets damaged, then you'd be chayv. Okay. So now says the Gemara, Amar Rav. So Rav said, "Bar shechayva alav Torah, the bar for which the Torah holds you liable, lahavalo v'lo lachavato. The liability is coming from the fact that you created something, that you created an environment of hevel. Hevel literally is translated as like smoke or nothingness, like we have in Kohelis. So the hevel that we're talking about is the smoke that you created by creating this pit. In other words, you created an environment that is maybe a suffocating kind of environment or a toxic environment by creating this hole in the ground. So the liability comes from the fact that you created an environment that's fatal because of the suffocating or toxic environment, but not chavat. It's not because of the chavat. The chavat literally is hitting or smacking. Here what it means is we're talking about the hitting or smacking that the animal undergoes when it falls into the pit. In other words, we're talking about the impact. So the liability comes from the fact that you create an environment of hevel, not because of the impact of the hitting against the ground that the animal experiences when it falls in. So why does Rav make this distinction? So says the Gemara, Alma, so what do you see from here? You see from Rav is Kasavar, Rav holds Chavata Karka Olam Hu Demaskalei, that Rav perceives Chavata, the smacking against the ground, the impact, is nothing more than the smacking of the Karka Olam, the ground of the world. That's what's causing the damage. In other words, when an animal falls into this pit that you created in the middle of Times Square, so now when the animal falls in and it gets hurt because of the impact of the ground, you're not liable. The owner of the pit, the person responsible for making the pit, is not liable because of the chavata, the impact of the ground when the animal fell. What you're compensating for would potentially be because of the hevel, the danger, the damage, the death that happens as a result of the toxic environment that you created by making this pit. Okay, now that's how Rav understands it. And so because the impact of the pit is something that's resulted in by the karka olam, it's not your property that did the damage, it's just the karka of the world that did the damage, you're not going to be liable for that. But what you did do is you created this environment of hevel. Shmuel Amar, but Shmuel disagrees with Rav. Shmuel says, lehavala v'kolshek en lechavata. No, you're paying, the fact that you're going to be liable is because of the hevel, the environment, the toxic environment that you created, as well, and certainly because of the chavata. In other words, now why is that certainly because of the impact? The answer is, the way the Rashi explains it, is that the reason that hevel is a chiddush is that you didn't actively create anything. You dug a hole in the ground, and then memela, subsequently, just naturally on its own, the environment is filled, the environment that you created, the hole that you created, is filled with hevel, with this toxicity. As well as chavata, you actually did do something, right? You facilitated this chavata. You created a hole in the ground with a bottom that would result in impact. Okay. Now, if you're going to tell me, well, wait a second, maybe the Torah holds you liable only on account of the chavata, not on account of the hevel, Hatari ida alabar va'afilu malis fukin shel tzemer. The answer is no. The Torah is being made. The Torah testifies. The Torah attests to the fact that the bar for which you are liable is even when it is filled with sfugin shel tzemer. A sfug is a sponge. Here we're talking about you have a group of wool, a bundle of wool, a wad of wool. So that even if you have a wool in the base of the pit, in which case the impact is going to be mitigated, still the Torah is holding you liable for the hevel. So in other words, everyone agrees, both Rav and Shmuel agree, that you're liable for the hevel. The liability for a bar comes from the fact that you created an environment of hevel. The only question is if you're liable for the chavata. And so Rav says no, and Shmuel says yes. So now the Gemara says, well, wait a second. My Benayu, what's the difference between Rav and Shmuel's perspective on bar? So now Rashi explains what this means. This is not just inquisitive. The Gemara is attacking. The Gemara is saying, let me get this straight then. At the end of the day, according to Rav or according to Shmuel, if the animal falls in and gets hurt, I could still say that the reason that the animal suffered injuries is that it was enclosed, it was contained within this toxic environment. So even if its neck breaks or the stomach gets injured, or even if it breaks a leg and gets debilitated, I could attribute the damages that it suffers to the hevel. So what does it make a difference then if I'm classifying the fall and the injuries that it suffered as something that's due to the chavata or due to the hevel? It seems pretty arbitrary. So the Gemara says, my binah, so what's the difference between if I say hevel or chavata? What's the difference between Rav and Shmuel? So the Gemara says, Ike binayu, I'll tell you what the difference between them would be. The avid gova v'lbershus harabim. The example would be where, for example, if you made a gova literally is a height or some elevated area in Rishus harabim, l'rav a gova l'machayv. For Rav, if you created this elevated area in the Rishus harabim and the animal falls off. So let's say you have a mound of earth that you created. You create a pile of dirt in the middle of Rishus HaRabim, and the animal climbs up onto it, and then it falls off. Well, in this case now, there's no hevel, but there is going to be impact that it's going to suffer from the impact of the ground when it falls off this mound of earth. So that's the difference. In other words, according to Rav in this case, you're not going to be liable because there's no hevel. L'shmuel, agov enam mechayev. But according to Shmuel, for the height for that you created, for the elevation that you created, you're also going to be liable. Now, my time is Rav. Well, what's the reasoning for Rav? Where does Rav get this opinion from that the liability for bar stems from the fact that you created an environment of hevel? It's not because of the chavata. So says Gemara to Amar Krah, as the pasuk tells us, this is the pasuk about bor, where it says v'chi yiftach ish bor, o ki yichir ish bor, when a person opens a pit or digs a pit, v'lo yichasen, he doesn't cover it up, v'nafal shama shar achamar, and an ox or donkey falls there. So what does Rav see in the word v'nafal? So Amar Krah, v'nafal, says, and the animal will fall. What do you see from that word? Ad sheyipol derech nefila, until the animal falls in the way of falling. Now, what that means is that the animal, the scenario of bar for which you're liable in Torah, is where the animal falls in the way that it typically falls. In other words, it falls in head first, which would mean then that the damage that's occurring, the way the rabbi understands this pasuk, is due to the fact that it fell in head first, not because it fell in any other way. In other words, the damage that we're talking about is something that can happen specifically because the animal falls in head first. What damage is that going to be? What issue is that going to be? That's going to be because of the toxic environment that its head is submerged in, that it's in this suffocating or toxic environment. That's how Rav reads the pasuk. Now Shmuel disagrees with that. The question is going to be how Shmuel can understand that pasuk. So Shmuel, the Bach changes it. It's not Ulishmuel. The Bach changes it to Ushmuel. Ushmuel v'nafal kolduhu mashma. So Ushmuel, who understands from the pasuk that we're talking about both chavata and hevel, is because v'nafal in the pasuk just the animal falls. However it falls, it's not very clear from the pasuk. It seems pretty ambiguous to me that if it just falls, it's not clear if it fell head first or not head first. So it sounds like in any way that it happens, you're going to be liable for the damages, or for the misa, excuse me. And so therefore, it does make a difference if the misa occurred as a result of the hevel or as a result of the chavata. Okay, now, Tanan. So actually, let's just summarize very briefly for a second. What we said over here is that there's two perspectives on how to understand bar. According to Rav, the liability for bar stems from the fact that you created an environment of hevel. Even though the hevel seeps in, so to speak, into the hole that you dug, doesn't make a difference, you're going to be liable. But you're not liable for chavata. Why not? Because the thing that's responsible for the chavata is the base of the pit. And the base of the pit is not yours. It belongs to the world. And of course, we're talking about over here where you dug a pit in the middle of Times Square. Now, Shmuel disagrees, and Shmuel says, no, you're liable for the hevel aspect of the bar, and you're liable for the chavata. Now, maybe the Torah holds you liable only for chavata. The answer is no. The Torah clearly is telling you that that for a bar, even if it's filled with svugin, you're going to be liable. The question is, okay, so lemaisa, what's the nafkamina between Rav and Shmuel? So the Gemara explains the nafkamina between Rav and Shmuel is going to be where you have a pit, where you don't have a pit, you have an elevated area that you created. You made a mound of earth in the middle of the street. Animal climbs up and falls off. In this case, there's no hevel, but there is chavata. Okay, now where do they get their opinions from? So we said that Rav gets his opinion from the fact that the pasuk says v'nafal, and Shmuel said, and because it says v'nafal, that teaches us that specifically it falls in the way that it typically would fall, in other words, head first. Therefore, the damage or the misa occurs as a result of the nefila, and because of its falling head first and not any other way, and that's going to be because of hevel. And Shmuel disagrees. Shmuel says no, v'nafal connotes any kind of falling. Okay, now to now. The problem is like this. We have the following kasha from our Mishnah. The Mishnah says as follows. Imkin loman emar bar. We know from the Mishnah, this is us, where obviously we're citing the Mishnah that we have on this Amid. The Mishnah says, Imkin loman emar bar. Why does the pasuk say bar specifically if you're going to be liable for shiach and ma'ara and all those other kinds of holes that the Mishnah discussed? So Imkin loman emar bar. Ma bar sheyishbo kedei lahamis atzar tvachim. Just as a pit is something that is fatal because of the 10 tvachim depth that it has, so af kol sheyishbo kedei lahamis atzar tvachim. So too anything else that has 10 tvachim, that's where you're going to have liability because it's fatal. So now the Gemara says, Bishlam l'Shmuel. So then this Mishnah actually makes a lot of sense according to Shmuel. It's all good according to Shmuel, because Bishlam l'Shmuel af kol lesu yigova. I can understand, how do we pull out this Chiddush? Where do you see this from? That when the Mishnah says af kol, also any case where there's kedei lahamis asar tvachim, so I can understand what the Mishnah is getting at is by saying that even in a case where you have any other case where you have asar tvachim, you're going to be liable. So what's the chiddush of the Mishnah? The Mishnah is getting at the point that af kol is lasu yigova. It's include a case of gova, that also the case of gova, of the elevation that you create, the mound of earth that you make in the middle of the street, that also you're going to be liable for. And that's what the Mishnah is getting at. But remember, in that case, you're liable only according to Shmuel. You're not liable according to Rav. So that Mishnah, that line in the Mishnah, I can understand what Af Kol is coming to do. Elul Rav, but according to Rav, Af Kol Laso Yimai. What's the Af Kol in the Mishnah coming to include? So the Gemara says, I'll tell you what it would come to include according to Rav. Laso Yicharitzin Uneitzin. The Mishnah is coming to include the case of Charitzin and Neitzin. The case of Charitzin, which we said was a case where the pit is it's square, like it's cube, like a ma'ara, like a cave, like a vault, but it's not, doesn't have a ceiling. And the Eitzin is where it is narrow down below, but it's wider up towards the top of the hole. So, in other words, the Mishnah, when it's getting at this case, in other words, the case that we're getting at is these cases of charitzin and itzan. That's what the Mishnah's come to include. That's what we're getting at when we say, af kol, sheyish b'kedei lahama sasar tvachim. So the Gemara says, well, the problem with that is that charitzin and itzan behedya gadani lahu. Charitzin and itzan are explicitly taught in the Mishnah. So I don't need af kol to teach me those cases. They're already explicitly mentioned. So Gemara says, no. Tani v'harim mefarish. The Mishnah is teaching those cases, but then it goes back afterwards to explain what those cases are all about and where the liability is coming from. So the Gemara says, well, wait a second. V'ani kula diktani lamali. So actually, why is it that we have all those cases in the Mishnah? Why does the Mishnah teach all those cases of bar and shiach and ma'ara, all those cases? Why do we have them? So the Gemara explains, tzricha. I'll tell you why we need all those cases. Now remember, just to keep track over here, we have bar, shiach, ma'ara, charitzin, ne'itzin. We have these five cases. Now we got to figure out, why does the Mishnah highlight these five cases? There's clearly some added chiddush in each of them. So Gemara says as follows, tzricha. Di'itan bar, if the Mishnah had only taught bar, havamina bar asarahu de'isbe havala, mishum dekatan v'kricha, ukricha. I would have thought that you're liable for the what happens as a result of your bar, for the animal falling into your bar, when there's 10 tfachim, because there is hevel, mishum dekatan v'kricha, because it's small and it's round. In other words, the dimensions of the pit allow for hevel, for an environment of hell because of its shape. And maybe that's the case where you'd be liable. Avol shiach, but when you're dealing with a shiach, which we said it's not round like a bit, a shiach is rectangular, the arich, which is longer, well, ema ba'asar les behavala. I would think that maybe when there's 10 tefachim deep, because there's a longer area for the hevel, so to speak, to spread out in, there isn't the same level of toxic environment, and therefore you shouldn't be liable. V'tan a shiach, and if the Mishnah only taught shiach, remember, shiach is the case where it's rectangular. So, and if the Mishnah taught only in that case, that's where you're liable. Havamina shiach asarahu de'isbe havala mishum dekatan. I would think that it's a shiach where you have 10 tefachim in that shiach. That's where there's enough hevel because it's katan, it's small. That's where there is enough hevel concentrated in the area. But avol ma'ara, but if you're dealing with a cave, a vault, whatever, demarba, where it's more square-like, it's cubic-like, so then ema ba'asar les behavala. I would think that when there's a depth of 10 tefachim, then there isn't a concentrated area of hevel, and therefore you wouldn't be liable in that case. V'itana ma'ara, and if the Mishnah only taught ma'ara, havamina ma'ara, remember, ma'ara is also, it's something that is cube-like, but it is or square and it has a ceiling. So I would think havamina ma'ara ba'asar hu de'is behavala. I would think that from ma'ara, yeah, that's when there's 10 tefachim deep or a cavity of 10 tefachim, that's where there is hevel. Mishum de metalula, because literally metalula, like what you find where Unklus translates the word sukkah, it's also metalala. So metalula is to shade or when something is covered. Is what we're talking about, is that it has the shade, it has the covering over it. That's why I have a concentrated area of hevel, and that's why I'm going to be liable. Avol charitzin, but for charitzin, remember charitzin is the same shape as a ma'ara, but there's no roof, there's no ceiling. The lo metalli, where there is no covering, ema ma'asar les bu'avala. So I would think that when there's a cavity or depth of 10 tefachim, there isn't the amount of hevel necessary that you'd be liable for that, if the animal falls in. V'itana charitzin, and if the Mishnah only taught charitzin, havam in charitzin, asar hu de'isbehu avala, I would think that specifically charitzin, that's where in this case of charitzin, remember again, the charitzin is the same shape as the ma'ara, but no roof, no ceiling. So then, itan charitzin, havamina charitzin of asarahu de isbu avala, that where there's a cavity or a hole of ten tefachim, that's where there's hevel. Mishum de lesbuhu revicha, because there is no space. Mila il, tfeimitatai. There's no greater space above, on top, than down below. And that's why there is an environment of hevel. Avol ne'itzin, but when I'm dealing with ne'itzin, remember ne'itzin, the shape of the ne'itzin is that it's shaped like a funnel, where it's narrower down below and wider up above. Well, there, avol ne'itzin, dervichi mila'il, that there, the space above is wider, tvei mitatai, it's wider, it's a larger area above than down below. Eima ba'asara les bu'avala. So I would think that maybe when there's a depth of 10 tefachim, you don't have as concentrated of hevel. Kamashlan, and so the Kamashlan, the Mishnah, that in these cases, you're going to be liable. Okay, so again, so what do we do over here in the Mishnah, in the Gemara? What we said is that there's a machlokus between Rav and Shmuel. What is the fundamental idea behind bar that the Torah says that it's because of this, that's why you're liable. So Rav says it's because you created an environment of hevel. not because of the chavata, not because of the impact. And Shmuel says it's actually because of the hevel, and certainly because of the impact. We discussed the nafkamina between them is going to be a case of where you created a mound of earth in the Rishus HaRabim, and the animal falls off. There's no hevel in this case, but there is going to be chavata, so you'd be pater according to Rab, but you'd be chayv according to Shmuel. The Gemara gave us the basis for their opinions in terms of how to darshan the word v'nafal. And then we add a kasha from the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, our Mishnah, Daf Nunam Bezin Bava Kama, says that why does the Torah spell out the case of bar? To tell you the idea the fatality of bar is because it has a depth of 10 tvachim. So too, af kol sheish bo kedei lamas asar tvachim. The question is, what's the Mishnah coming to include? So if you don't like Shmuel, I can say it's coming to include gova. According to Rav, what's it coming to include? And we explain it's coming to include charitzin and neitzin. The Mishnah already told us a case of charitzin and neitzin. The answer is no. It taught us those cases, but now we're spelling them out. We're going to explain to you the idea behind charitzin and neitzin, why you're liable. Now, once we bring that up, the Gemara says, okay, well, why did the Mishnah spell out all these cases? And what we basically said is that for bar, shiach, ma'ara, charitzin, and neitzin, it's not so pashut that you would think that that there is the sufficient environment of hevel created because of their unique dimensions. Each one has unique dimensions, and therefore that you don't necessarily wouldn't extrapolate from one to the other to say that this is the environment of hevel for which you'd be liable. Okay, now, says the Gemara, Tanan, here we have another kasha on Rav. We learned in the Mishnah, if there were fewer than 10 tvachim for the depth of this pit, and an ox or donkey fell in and died, pater, you're going to be exempt from liability. But if the animal got damaged from that pit, even though there aren't 10 tvachim, chayv, then you're going to be liable. Pater. Now, if an ox or a donkey fell in and died, you'd be pater. That's what the Mishnah is telling me. Wait a second. My time, what's the reason that you're going to be pater? Because I would think it's not because there is no chavata, and therefore, you're not going to be liable. Now, by the way, the truth of the matter is that this is not only Akasha and Rav. It seems intuitive that this should definitely be an attack on Rav, because Rav is one who said that you're liable for a bar because of Hevel. But remember, Shmuel also holds that way. So the Mishnah is telling you that the Mishnah seems to be saying there's no Chavata, and that's why you're going to be Pater in this case. It doesn't have the sufficient depth to provide the impact that would injure the animal in a typical fashion. And that's why you're going to be Pater in this case. But the problem is, so that sounds like, but the Hevel is not what's going on over here. So then this would be Akasha and Rav and Shmuel, because both Rav and Shmuel hold that you should be liable for a bar because of Hevel. So the Gemara says, lo, that's not correct. Mishum delespe havala. The reason is that there's no Hevel. That's why you're pater, and certainly there's no chavata. Now, wait a second. Ihachi, but if that's correct, im huzak bo chayv, when the Mishnah goes on and says, if it got damaged as a result of the depth, then you're going to be liable. So halas behavala, how did it get damaged exactly? There's no hevel. You don't have the right environment for hevel. So if there's no right environment for hevel, so then why would you be liable? It's not a standard case of bar, and clearly didn't get damaged as a result of the typical problems that a bar provide. So says the Gemara, Amri, I would tell you like this: ein havala lemisa. In this case, where there isn't a depth of 10 tefachim, so true, there isn't enough hevel to create a fatal environment where the animal would die as a result of falling in, but there is enough hevel to pose an nezikin, to damage the animal. Okay, so again, what happened over here? We had a kasha from the Mishnah that when the Mishnah says that if there are fewer than 10 tefachim, the animal falls in and dies, you're pater, but if it gets damaged, you're chayiv. So let's get this straight though. Why is it that when the animal falls in and dies in this case, you're pater? Presumably because there isn't the standard chavata. And that's why you're pater. Not because of hevel. And the Gemara says, no, it is because of the hevel. So how do you read the hemshach of the Mishnah? When the Mishnah says, but if it got damaged, then you'd be liable. But how could it have gotten damaged as a result of your pit? There isn't any hevel. The answer is no, there isn't enough hevel to kill the animal, but there is enough hevel to damage the animal. Okay, now the Gemara says as follows: Hahutura, there was an ox, the nafala arisa didalai, who fell into an arisa. Rashi says is a river didalai of the water carriers, the water pourers. In other words, the people who need a water from this river. What river are we talking about? We're talking about an irrigation ditch. We're talking about an amas hamayim, as Rashi tells us. And the reason that that's significant is that that means that this animal fell into an ama. An ama, an amas hamayim, an irrigation ditch is called an ama because it's an ama wide by an ama deep. In other words, an ama is, generally speaking, is six tvachim deep. So this axe fell into an irrigation ditch that was six tvachim deep. Shachte Mari, its owner saw the animal fallen there and clearly had gotten hurt, and the owner shechted the animal. Now, then he shows the meat, he tells Rav Nachman about this situation, and Tarfei Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said, really sorry, but this animal is a treifa. It's considered to be a treifa. Literally, a treifa is that it's torn. The halacha is that you can't eat the meat of it, of a treifa. So even though you shechted it, the animal is considered to be a treifa, and this is no good. Now, why is it considered to be a treifa? Because remember, as Rashi tells us over here, is that it's the animal fell into this a pit, essentially, an irrigation ditch, and it clearly suffered some sort of injuries. Even if you can't see them, there are internal injuries. And the Gemara in Elu Treifas, the Gemara in the third parak of Chulin, tells us that if an animal falls off a roof, even if you can't see the injuries, we presume there to be injuries, and the animal is considered to be a treifa, unless you waited 24 hours and you see that everything is fine, in which case it's kosher, or unless it gets up and starts walking, in which case you don't have to wait 24 hours, you presume it to be perfectly kosher anyway. So Rav Nachman rendered this animal a treifa. Rav Nachman said, Ishakom mare de haitura, kabet kimcha. If the owner of this animal would have taken the owner of this ox would have taken kabet kimcha, a kav of flour, v'azal, and had gone, tana be medrash, and learned in the base medrash. In other words, he would have taken a kav of kemach, Rashi says, for the expenses that he would have needed maybe to go to travel to the Talmud, to go to Talmid Chacham, to learn by them. So, im shasam eis la'eis kasher, he would have learned in the base medrash that if you wait for 24 hours, the animal is going to be kosher. So, lo afsadei letura deshava kamakavi, he would not have lost the ox, which was worth many kavin. In other words, he should have waited 24 hours. That's what the master should have done. Instead, he shechted it immediately. And the only reason he shechted it immediately is that he was an Amma Haaretz. He didn't know the halacha. So now what do you see, though? What you see is, why did Rav Nachman render the animal a treifa? Alma kasava Rav Nachman. So clearly, what do you see from his? Rav Nachman holds, yesh chavata bepachas me'asara. There is such a thing as chavata with fewer than 10 tvachim. So now you see from this example, because we're dealing with an irrigation ditch, where the animal falls into an irrigation ditch that's only six tefachim deep, Rav Nachman held that the animal would be a treifa. Therefore, you see that a chavata is enough of an injury that it's provided even when the pit is not 10 tefachim deep.